Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And Jesus said to them, "Have you never read, out of the mouth of little children and nursing infants, thou hast perfected praise?" Picture the Lord riding the donkey down the Mount of Olives, with all the people cheering him as the promised Messiah, the new king. They waved their palm branches and laid down their garments before him. Then he splashed across the brook Kidron in the valley and rode up the next mountain into Jerusalem. There he found the temple in a disgraceful state, so he drove out the money changers and those who sold sacrificial animals. When peace had been restored, the children praised him in the temple. This beautiful story is a picture of the Lord's whole life. From divine love, represented by the Mount of Olives, he came down into the world to save us. He put on a mortal human nature full of the weaknesses of any other person. But by means of the divine truth, he put off those weaknesses. He became the divine truth in person, the Word made flesh. With the truth as his weapon, he cleansed his human mind. He fought through the feelings that only selfish and worldly things would ever matter to us human beings in our spiritually weak state. He showed that true love has all power in heaven and on earth. In so doing, he set the hells under his control and restored peace to the heavens. With this great victory, his whole self was filled with innocence and love, represented by the children. He became completely one with the Father, the divine love from which he had come into the world in the first place. Every child born is meant to make a similar spiritual journey. We begin in a state of love and innocence as infants. As we grow up, we learn what is true from the Word. Then we apply the truths we believe to cleanse our lives. Baptism with water represents how we can wash our minds and our hearts with truths. In this way, we prepare a place to receive true love and innocence. The doctrine says, the Lord glorified his human, that is, made it divine, in the same way as he makes a man spiritual. First, he introduces truths from the Word into us, and afterwards unites them to good. By that union, a man is made spiritual. Children in the Word represent innocence. Innocence has a stronger meaning in the Word than in common English. Innocence is the willingness to be led by the Lord. It is the heart of every good state we ever have, everything truly human about us. Innocence opens our minds to the Lord's blessings. It enables us to approach the Lord and to love him as he loves us. It makes us willing to recognize how much he does for us and to thank him sincerely. So Jesus quoted, "Out of the mouths of little children and nursing infants, thou hast brought forth perfect praise." Because innocence is at the center of everything good and true, the Lord himself was born a tiny baby. Isaiah's prophecy calls him a child who will be born for us, whose name will be called God, Mighty or Hero, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But first, a child. Jesus kept that childlike quality throughout his life in his innocence. Innocence does not mean only that he never sinned, though it does mean that, but it also means that he actively subdued the impulses he had from the mortal human nature under the complete command of the divine will. He often said he had come into the world to do the will of his Father. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. In this way, he became innocence itself, the Lamb of God. Innocence was the source of his strength in fighting the hells. All strength in the universe is from the divine love, which shines above the heavens in the power of the spiritual Son. This power was within him, but in temptations it did not seem so. So he had to choose to act with innocence, with willingness to be led by the divine. If he had ever favored the merely human will, he would have been utterly powerless. It would have been like fighting hell with hell or anger with anger. In innocence was his strength to rise above the hells and to subdue them. So Psalm 8, which Jesus expounded in the temple, says in Hebrew, "Out of the mouths of infants and sucklings thou hast established strength, so that thou might quiet the enemy and the avenger," that is, the hells. In the same way, the Lord gives all of us innocent states as infants. They are the basis for our willpower to resist evil and to do good. The subconscious or dimly remembered states of peace, gentleness, tender love, and total trust in the arms of our mother and father give us a sense that there is a heaven worth striving for. They help us recognize truly peaceful, beautiful states when they come to us as adults from the Lord. We may notice that the Psalm story mentions children at three different ages: nursing infants, little children, and children. The youngest, earliest states of our life have the purest innocence, the most selfless trust, and deepest peace. This quality is represented by nursing infants or sucklings. Next, little children come into a state of love for their parents. We are taught that love for their parents is in place of love to the Lord for them. It forms the foundation for their adult love to the Lord later on. Then, as they reach school age, they are no longer infants in the terms of the word, but children. They shift to a state of mutual love toward their playmates and friends. This becomes the basis of love towards the neighbor, or charity. These childhood states are very important to all of us, both to the little children themselves and to the older children and adults around them. Their sweet states draw out the remnants of innocence with all of us. They give us a little picture of gentleness to each other, willing obedience to the Lord, and peaceful trust in Him. But the innocence of childhood is not true innocence, because a child cannot rationally choose whether or not to follow the Lord. To become true innocence, a child's mind must grow and be formed with knowledge, especially knowledge of the Lord and of the life that leads to heaven. We need to be equipped to make informed choices, to restrain and even fight against our weak natural inclinations to act selfishly. The truth provides the tools. Then the innocence within us from the Lord can act. We can sort things out in the lower parts of our hearts and minds as Jesus cleansed the temple. The scenes of the Lord on Palm Sunday emphasize that he was the truth in person. He entered as the king. His royalty has to do with establishing the laws and justice in his kingdom. The people called him the Son of David, the promised Messiah, the great king who would subdue their enemies under their feet. The people shouted, "Hosanna, save us, please." So Jesus entered Jerusalem with the authority of the king and went straight to the temple. The temple represented his own human nature. Jesus himself said to the Jews, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Jesus drove out all who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Imagine the shock and anger of those people as Jesus drove them out and knocked over their tables and chairs, sending coins and birds everywhere. But spiritually, the Lord's zeal was directed inwardly. The temple full of greedy people using the Lord's holy things to steal from others was an outward picture of his own state as to the human nature he had received from the mother. He was full of zeal to set his own house in order because in that process he was also setting the whole spiritual world in order and setting the human race free again to choose. He was preparing a quiet place, a house of prayer for all nations where innocence could come down from above and quietly rule. What do we learn from this story? First, let us look carefully at the infants and children in our lives. Let's take as good care of them as we can to help the Lord bless them with as full states of innocence as they can receive. Let the little children be a model for us of the way we may follow the Lord. Second, let's learn what the Lord teaches us in His Word. He is the only one who can cleanse the house of our minds and save us. We can lay down our notions and ideas, submitting them to the teaching of His Word, like the palm branches and the garments in this story. Let us celebrate His entrance into our lives as our King, who can restore the innocence of our childhood, joined now with the wisdom and experience of adult life. Then we will be able to offer Him the worship of our whole life, from infancy to old age, with the innocence of wisdom. For out of the mouth of little children and nursing infants, the Lord has perfect praise. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.